WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Michael Shane.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Is there something you want to tell us?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Well, isn't that just a cat's ass?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
I know. Difficult to hear with your head up your ass.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
All right, all those who are getting some hands up.
The Omega.
It's funny when friends get hurt.
Heartbreak Mike.
Michael, you're so bad.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Every day, I am here with my heart on my sleeve.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
For those of us who aren't, you enjoy this moment.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Oh, it plays records and 8-tracks? This thing's like right out of the future.
Hey, everybody. This is Biff Naked.
Hi, this is April Hunter.
Hi, this is Christy Annie. This is the one, the only Knockout, Tracy Brooks, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
WTR Sunday Night.
I'm starting to notice something about you.
You're still here.
Yeah. Okay.
What does a yellow light mean?
Slow down.
Okay. What? Yellow light.
Slow down.
Okay. What does a yellow light mean? Slow down.
Well played, producer. Well played. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Slow down.
No.
Damn.
Welcome to our review of WWE Lane.
Was that Lane or Lame? I can't.
Lane. Okay. There's nothing fast about what I just witnessed.
Nope.
No. So, of course, we have opinions. We have to get them out. So, starting off, I am the Omega, the be-all and all of our network. Joining me tonight, a little thin. We are absent one Heartbreak Mike, but we are up one Tim Stein.
Yay. That's a good thing, right?
We'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Thank you very much for that. Of course, substituting for Heartbreak Mike will be the intrusion of the producer man known as Sir Rockin.
Yes, we're here. We're live. We're going to do a thing. We're going to talk about whatever this was.
Okay, all you haters, you know what to do. You don't like what you saw, get on the internet and complain. Oh, beat me to it. Look at that on Twitter. Holy cow.
I don't even want to look at Twitter. I can feel the salt coming. Anyway.
Salty.
Very. The internet's very salty. In more than one ways. This was a show tonight that makes boring Raws look entertaining.
That's one way to put it, sure.
I mean, the second hour of this show was just stalling.
Well, you know, they did do something halfway through that I don't think they needed to, which was add two more matches.
Yeah, and those matches were nothing but stalling. Cesaro was about as slow as I've ever seen him tonight.
He has done a lot better on non-pay-per-view events than he did tonight. That's for absolute sure. But I'm thoroughly convinced that Big Show is working really hard to slim down enough to join the cruiserweight division.
He has some competition we saw later in that show.
But as far as the cruiserweights, we're going to be talking about it. But the title match tonight, I think, did nothing but good for the division.
Out of all the booking decisions tonight, that's the least one you can complain about.
That's the least one. Yeah, that's the one to bitch about the least. And of course, I've got a huge problem because I'm watching this as a fan and as somebody who's booked. So I understand what they're doing. But at the same time, on the other side of that coin, as a fan, I'm like, what the fuck? And this is one of the reasons why I asked that question. And I posed it to you like 4 weeks ago to bring up. And then I wound up being too sick to do the show. And then we talked about it last week. You know, put the Rumble right now and on this night and hold Fastlane and Chamber before the Rumble and lead into Mania from the Rumble.
Or, here's a better thing, put on a better show.
That would help too.
That would also be like an academic point, but at the same time, let's kick it off for the pre-show. You had your standard video packages throughout the first 35 minutes before we got the cruiserweight match.
Rich Swann and Tozawa took on the Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar with Alicia Fox.
Now, here's the thing, and you even mentioned it in our Skype chat tonight, Rock Omega, let me just fill you in here. He said with the way the card was written, with what we were potentially expecting, the pre-show was the perfect place for this particular tag team match.
Kind of was.
I also said that the cruiserweight match should, the title match should have been on first on the main show, but it wasn't. Because that was a lot of stalling later. But this
who knew that the cruiserweight match would come off that well? That would have been a very hot open.
I was more going, God, that took 8 minutes of my life setting up the ring and taking it down that I didn't need to waste.
Yeah, there you go. But on the pre-show we had Tozawa and Swan taking on Kendrick and
Noam Dar.
Noam Dar.
So I have a question, Tim.
No damn Dar. What?
So after 6 months, something's vintage.
This, I think we're going to start a new drinking game. Every time we have shit, Michael Cole says. What are we going to call that segment? Coleisms? Coleslaw?
I don't know, but Micah, he said in commentary, we're seeing vintage Rich Swann offense.
Yeah, here it is. Every time Michael Cole says something that makes you want to scratch your head or yell at him or just sounds plain stupid, take not a sip, but
get an eyedropper.
Take a tumbler. No, fuck the eyedropper. Take a tumbler.
No, because with those rules, you would need to take an eyedropper at a time.
Well, I was going for alcohol poisoning, but you're just stretching shit out.
No, I'm trying to keep our listeners alive.
natural selection. So.
No, Charlotte's later.
But yeah, you're going to have to do a half an ounce instead of a full ounce every time Michael Cole, says something that just is stupid. At the end of the day, vintage after 6 months? Come on.
No.
Vintage Rich Swann? Oh my God, what does he live dog years?
No, for Omega, every time Michael Cole starts saying something stupid, he has to add another Lego onto top of another Lego and just build.
Oh shit, no, he doesn't, there's, Denmark hasn't produced that many Legos.
Build this Lego monstrosity. I don't know.
People are will accuse him of being autistic if you do that. That's not fair to Omega.
It's the sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Oh, okay. Well, you really stretch and you really sacrifice, Rock.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Giving that up for Lent. Anyway, Swan and Tozawa won. By the way, Swan, don't take the Phoenix Splash away from Seth Rollins. And if you're going to do it, actually
do
hit it
right.
Actually hit the move, not land like a foot short. That'd be good.
That was the theme for the night. It's like that high risk move almost hit.
Almost hit. Then we get into the main show. Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe.
Okay, looking forward to it. This was one of the matches that I had written down that I, must see. And we actually had a little bit of a chat about this one, Rock.
We did.
Yeah, of course, Samoa Joe won. Omega, you know, you, me, and Rock, we need to start doing our pay-per-view chats again.
Do we?
Yep. Because some of the inanities that Rock and I pointed out, you'd have had fun with, too.
Such as?
Well, the ending of this match. Okay, we're doing a little bit of a different format for the pay-per-view. We're not going to be pedantic and just go through step-by-step, match-by-match for you. You've seen it, or you're going to see it, and...
No one's going to see this.
You already know what happened, or you're listening to us to see if you want to see the replay. Samoa Joe wins the match... Because Sami Zayn passed out, didn't tap out, nothing like that. And my comment to Rock was, oh, look at that. Sami Zayn takes a page out of the Rock, or not the Rock, Steve Austin's playbook, and doesn't tap out and passes out instead.
My response was not as memorable. Because it wasn't, nor will it be.
No.
But, yeah.
Because Austin was a bloody mess when that happened to him.
And it was that was one hell of a knockdown drag-out match between him and Brett at the same time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can see the setup on this one for the rematch. I mean, you know, Sammy never tapped out.
No, I don't. That's not even a setup for a rematch.
No, it feels like, I don't know, what they always do with Sammy, which is beat him into unconsciousness and then call the match.
Yeah, and it's just...
That was literally the whole point of his last feud.
Samoa Joe is the destroyer. He destroyed Sami Zayn. Simple and easy.
Pretty much. The match was fine. It wasn't any absolute off-the-hook thing, but I don't know if you were expecting something absolutely off-the-hook.
Well, you could have taken 10 minutes away from the rest of the show and given it to these guys, and we could have had something off-the-hook.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Something like an indie style match where it's good. It's a fine match. It's just
yeah. Well, you know, the problem I have is like you guys remember Sami Zayn in NXT and then all of his indie work. I just don't like the way they're handling him on their main roster.
He's the underdog from the underground, so that's how he's being treated.
No, he's being treated like the jobber with cool music.
Yeah, the jobber with cool music as opposed to the underdog from the underground. I mean, they could handle it differently and it would be a lot better and more acceptable. How's that sound?
This is true. I want to interject something here. Our buddy Michael Kingston, who will be on the rack Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to talk about his new Kickstarter for his comic series, The Headlock. Due to the tragedy we witnessed at Fastlane, the next 5 backers for his Kickstarter will get a physical reward of a free Kevin Owens print. So go search out Michael Kingston Headlocked on Kickstarter, support it, and you get a Kevin Owens print. And
there you go.
And you'll hear him Thursday talking all about it.
And welcome back to the chat room. Adrian11UK, who's staying up late, must have a bank holiday tomorrow or something.
Or got up really early.
Or he got up super early, because it's what, 7 hours ahead of us?
Something like that.
Something like 6 or 7. I don't know. Well, of me, anyway. 5 hours for you.
But yeah, Samoa Joe is your winner. The one thing out of this match, the announcers made a big point to make it sound like a big deal that Sammy hit the Blue Thunderbomb.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, for all the negatives tonight about the commentary, that was a strong point.
Really selling it on play-by-play.
He makes it against the Blue Thunderbomb!
Yay! Oh, you're all hyping me up.
I don't know what that was.
No.
That was noise.
Pretty much.
Which is basically Twitter right now.
Noise.
Just a bunch of noise.
If Twitter's making noise to you, you need to get that app looked at.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for everything.
Should not be noisy.
There you go.
There is an app for everything. Right, Tim?
Well, actually, no, but they're working on that.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go any further than that. But did you talk about that on CB last night?
Yes, and you'll be able to hear it in the archive available at some point this week.
People are probably wondering what you and I are alluding to.
And that's all they need to know.
Well, all I can say is it can't be considered cheating. And that's all I'm going to say.
up next, we had Bayley backstage, and she was pointing out that Charlotte should basically leave Dana back there if she wants to, you know. do this one-on-one and actually be shown as the queen. Nia showed up and says Bayley has so much to worry about tonight, but one thing she also has to worry about is that she will be ripping her best friends to shreds. And if by some miracle Charlotte does not win the title, she will.
And that's just setting up a couple of things, and we'll get into that in a bit.
Up next, Gallows and Anderson took on Enzo and Cass for the Raw tag team titles.
Okay, you know what? The one tag team in all of WWE that does not ever need the titles. Enzo and Cass.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. I disagree. They will need the tag titles.
Eventually, yeah, you have to give them to them at some point.
Well, it winds up being a reward for all the work that they've done to that point, as opposed to the way they sell the other tag teams, you know, working their ass off to get to the top. But yeah, the question is, are they going to break the tag team up before they have a chance to actually win the titles, or does winning the titles break up the tag team? Because it's coming. They're talking about giving Big Cass a singles push as the new big thing.
Well, they've been wanting to do that since they first got to the main roster. I mean, Vince alone has no interest in Enzo whatsoever.
No.
He's tiny, he has a weird look, and he's really good on the mic, but you can see how he's being booked on Raw. Yeah. Someone pointed out tonight that their favorite move from Enzo was getting demolished while jumping for a tag. So it's really all he does do is that he just gets his ass kicked until he tags in Big Cass.
Yeah. So when you finally split him up, do you put him in the cruiserweights?
No.
See, I wouldn't even split them up. I'd say, okay, look, just
get Enzo out of the ring.
Yeah. I want the gangster on acid troll doll look to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to actually be like in a manager role.
Well, I can understand that, but at the same time, I find him entertaining enough that I can put up with his deficiencies in the ring.
Like I said, a manager role. Mm. That way he doesn't have deficiencies in the ring.
Yeah, well, okay, I suppose. But yeah, you'd wind up keeping him together, but he winds up becoming the advocate.
I mean, kinda, and it doesn't even have to be with Big Cass.
No.
But how many times have we said over the years, like, okay, this guy's good, but he needs a mouthpiece?
Mm-hmm. So many different times, so many different stars. I mean, we said it with Roman Reigns.
Uh-huh.
And let's face it, last year, mic work, way too much for what he was supposed to be.
I don't care what he does. I don't care what he ever accomplishes in his career. Roman Reigns is always going to be the guy who quoted Sylvester the Cat in a promo.
This is true.
Just some things you don't outlive.
Or live down.
So anyway, back to the match.
Yeah. Anderson and Gallows retain. It was not anything I was not expecting.
No. No, not really. It's bad because you pretty much, as soon as you put Enzo and Cass in the match, you kind of know how the match is going to go. And if you know they're not going to win the titles that night, then you know exactly how the match is going to go.
Omega, yep, exactly.
Omega, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Did you know, it's more of a statement, did you know that Big Cass does the Stinger Splash?
Does he?
That's why Michael Cole called it. He doesn't do the Stinger Splash. Nice try, Cole. That's a Cole thing, or ism. Whatever. He called it a Stinger Splash.
It wasn't a Stinger Splash.
It wasn't anywhere close. But nice try. Nice try. Anyway, the running kick to Enzo is getting back in the ring. Enzo got his foot on the rope. Gallows shoved it off right before the three count. The referee did not see it. So there you go. Gallows and Anderson retain. And there's your setup for a rematch.
And it's going to happen. Question is when. When they book it, that's... So, yeah, the opening match is just replaying on my TV right now.
Yeah, so Stephanie was yelling at Mick Foley over the phone. She was stuck on the tarmac.
Because that idiot mechanic didn't know how to fix a plane.
Thrilling TV. I wonder what's just wrong with just saying, well, Stephanie's not here tonight.
Because she had to belittle Foley again. That's the gimmick.
That's the entire gimmick. They're going somewhere with this, and I don't know where.
I know exactly where.
Yeah.
Where are they going?
Go ahead, Omega.
Mick's looking at hip surgery soon. So they're putting up a little bit of tension between the two to give him an excuse to get him off TV for a while.
And it's going to be Samoa Joe who takes him out. You won't see it, but it'll happen.
Yeah. Just one day you'll turn on Raw, you'll watch through, and there'll be Mick Foley in a pile of debris.
Yep, and Samoa Joe walking away. That's it. That's what happened. Nia Jax took on Sasha Banks.
Oh, joy.
Nia just sort of tossed her around.
Nia had the same match Nia always has, because Nia wasn't trained to have any other match. I describe Nia as like one of those old video game bosses where they have like one vulnerable spot that always flashes that you have to hit. And yep. For Nia, it's her neck. Because inevitably, the only time she ever gets in trouble during a match is when someone starts going for chokeholds, dragon sleepers, guillotine locks, it, whatever. Whatever can wrap around the neck.
Yeah.
And that's how every match goes. Because, you know, at least with Big Show, every now and again, they come up with something clever to convincingly show why a smaller character can beat a larger one. Nia's matches literally are all formulated the exact same way.
Whether she's booked to win or lose, it's pretty much the same thing. But I've said it even the night she debuted. I said it even before she debuted. She's not ready to be on the main roster. She still isn't.
Oh, no. No, there's a laundry list of people who brought up too early at this point.
So
like, now that we're seeing them every single week, there's one thing is that on NXT, you know, you're lucky if you get a couple of matches a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an hour to fill out a roster. It's pretty much as big as Raw or SmackDown's roster. So you don't notice those kind of things. You don't notice those holes in their character. They don't notice the flaws in their ring work. But now you see them every week, over and over and over again. It gets so much more apparent.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just... Nia Jax match comes on, and I'd rather do my dishes. Really.
More shocking... Sasha won the match.
The pin that she won it with. Yeah, okay.
Big unstoppable monster going into WrestleMania would be a better story than her losing to Sasha like that. It's just the booking. But the way they put it out there in commentary was like, well, the only time she lost was to Bayley because of the distraction of Sasha. So you knew it was coming.
Just love how they set things up so obviously on commentary. I mean, like, shut up, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's do some filler. Jinder and Rusev want to be singles because they're no longer a tag. Foley says, you get to choose which one of the two you get to fight first. Okay, Jinder and Rusev come out separately. Lana had shiny boots. Jinder and Rusev fought. Jinder laid out Rusev. Jinder's opponent, Cesaro. Cesaro is now the what, Tim?
Slowest man we've seen in ages?
My God, what happened to him?
Rock is referring to what I called him. Cesaro coming out with that James Bond entrance. And so I said Cesaro appearing as gold member.
Thank you.
No, he had the jackets that went with Lana's boots.
showing up as a accoutrement.
Michael Cole says, Foley is pulling all the stops out tonight. Guessing Cole speak, that means pulling out all stops is giving us a gender match. Well done, Mick Foley. You deserve this job.
They pulled out the stops, but they pulled them forward, so it just kind of rolled a little bit.
This slowed down the pay-per-view unforgivably.
Rusev's mean face cost Jinder the match as he walked into an uppercut. Cesaro won.
Yeah, but did you notice that Rusev sold a knee tweak for 8 minutes?
Great.
This
match should have been two.
You know, normally someone's down in pain for that long, you call an ambulance.
Again, this match did not need to take place.
No, it didn't.
Rusev then attacked Jinder. He laid out Jinder. Rusev's going, okay, cool.
Now Jinder's built like an action figure now, by the way.
Yes, he is. It's shocking, his transformation.
I saw somebody post on Twitter, Jinder Mahal is working on his body to the point where he's starting to look like one of Dave Bautista's arms. And I chuckled. I thought that was kind of cute.
So, Big Show came out. We get Big Show Rusev.
It's the Big Show.
This was a match better than the Jinder Cesaro match. I will say that.
It was a lot better. And kudos to the Big Show for actually selling in the middle of the match.
Both guys had their own moments of glory. Big Show hit not one, not two, but three chokeslams.
And well, then, you knew the end was coming because all of a sudden Big Show just got totally pissed off.
And then he hit a hit a pointless knockout punch in the corner for the win. The dude was dead. Why'd you have to punch him?
Stop. Stop it. He's already dead.
He wasn't walking dead, which aired tonight concurrently with the pay-per-view.
No, that was directed. No, what he just did was directed at one Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. Okay.
Then maybe they will fight. Maybe they won't fight. Tune into WrestleMania to see if they will.
If it happens. But don't be shocked when you notice that Shaquille O'Neal is 2 inches taller than Big Show.
Yeah. Or don't be shocked since you've already seen that.
Yeah.
Saying.
Last year's WrestleMania.
Attention spans, kids. Attention spans.
Cruiserweight title was on the line. Neville versus Jack Gallagher.
And I am telling you, I said it right off the top. Yeah, I said it to you halfway through the match, Rock. This is exactly the kind of match that the cruiserweight division needed. And thank Jack Gallagher. He was very entertaining and very good at the same time.
See, I didn't like this match, but that's my opinion.
It started dragging. Again, it was 5 minutes too long. But except for that, you know, the lull in the middle of the match, I didn't have a problem with it.
Neville proved that he's the one who can hit the Phoenix Splash, not Rich Swann.
Oh, in front of the second rope, no less.
Second rope, no less, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, he pulled out the red arrow again.
For the win, yeah. I mean, it wasn't a bet. I've seen worse cruiserweight matches. It got boring early. And it's, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I say, like I said, halfway through, it started to drag for a few minutes.
And also, it was in a very bad spot on this show.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been a really hot match to open with what they gave us. And we wouldn't be talking about how it went off the rails a little bit, I don't think.
Or put it before the filler stuff we added.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was bad match placement. That's just me, though.
It happens sometimes, again, I don't think that they hurt the division at all. I really don't.
It's hard to hurt this division that's really, really struggling already.
Yeah, this is true.
Let's be fair. The division is struggling on its own. You have some talented people, but you aren't showcasing them, especially on Raw, the proper way, and which is why they should just probably stay on 205 live. Because on Raw, the changing of the ropes, it's a killer. We've said it before. It's a waste of 8 minutes before the match and after the match. There's some segments on Raw where we do we change the ropes for a 30-second in-ring segment.
Mm-hmm.
And that kills a crowd. They're not given an opportunity.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman teased that his client could be appearing tonight.
And that should have been a big tip-off right there, what happened in the main event.
As opposed to everything else, that was a very obvious tip-off.
There you go.
New Day had their ice cream cart.
And Big E, Big E looked so drunk.
He was sipping on that booty juice.
Jeez.
I will say.
I don't know what he was on. Everyone pointed that out to me.
He was making out with the cart.
the commentary. Man
really likes his ice cream.
Well, the commentary team pointing out how much he was drooling all over the cart. And I'm sure, I'm seriously thinking maybe he was on something. Either that or he's really good at selling you on the idea that he is.
I also got a kick out of him singing Randy Orton's theme.
So I just want to remind everybody, it was worth reminding everybody, that the man who was riding the rainbow colored ice cream cart tricycle used to compete for the world title.
Once upon a time.
Which I just feel like that needs to be reminded because it's very easy to forget these days.
Yeah.
That said, I want some ice cream.
They're not going to be ice cream. They're going to be ice pops.
Well, okay, fine. I want a New Day pop.
Wait 28 days. They'll be there.
Oh, is that when? Okay, 28 days. Okay.
That's WrestleMania. They're going to have
it. So, like, exactly 4 weeks.
Yeah. So they'll have it there. That's going to be the launch of it, probably.
Well, that's fine, but I won't be there, goddammit.
Well, you can get there now. You can start walking. You get there.
And just convince No Frills to start carrying it.
No, is it going to be like an FYE thing again?
Mm.
Who knows? And if it's like the cereal, it'll be extremely overly priced. Yeah, well, they want like $15 for their cereal or something like that. That's just well done by them, but that's just insane if you pay that price for it.
Well, here's the thing. There are people buying the damn cereal.
I know. But
yeah.
You're not going to be able to buy the pots on shop, or WWEshop.com.
Yeah, the trick to things like that is it has to be specialty store sold, because you're not going to get a grocery store to actually stock this, and you can't get them to produce it in that quantity because it's not going to sell in that quantity.
So as a result, it's going to wind up being $10 a box of four. So that'll be the kind of thing that you buy to put in the freezer and keep forever and hope that your power never goes out. Or somebody says, ew, time to throw this shit out.
Up next, Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman.
I'm disappointed, guys.
So, backstory. Tim watched Raw. He was very excited for this match. They sold him on this match.
They sold me on this thing being one hell of a fight.
Did we get a fight?
We got 30 seconds of what I was expecting. That's not enough.
What did I tell you on Monday? If it was a fight, it was going to be really good. If we got a wrestling match, it would be this.
And we got this.
Yep. This went about 15 minutes.
And you're saying that it was still 5 minutes too long.
About, at least. There were some good moments in this match.
Oh, it had a couple of good spots.
But there was a lot of drag to it.
Mm-hmm. Drag in this pay-per-view? No.
No, right? Fastlane, they were all moving so fast. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Yeah, lane, like Omega called it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's just talk about the ending of the match. Omega, what is somebody who's 6'11" doing climbing to the top rope and doing a high flying maneuver when his gimmick is power?
Hanging out with Big E too much.
Just a touch, hey?
Just a touch. I get it. Like, let's show off something else Braun can do. Let's actually give the guy some kind of chance to do something different other than just, you know, grunt at people.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, no?
At the same time, he was getting over it as a destructive monster, so let's make him a stupid monster who goes to the top rope.
Something along those lines?
He's Braun Strowman. He should use his power and strength instead of his brains.
And this was where I said to you on Skype, you know, I understand it from a booking perspective, but as a fan, it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I got the booking of it. It's dumb booking.
I wasn't defending the booking. I was just like doing the, you know, two sides, same coin shit.
Yeah, I know.
Part of me just feels like they didn't do enough to like sell me on that, because something like that I could buy if your story is, well, you know, he's all brute force and he's trying to get everything through brute force and it's just not enough. So, you know, what else can he do? I wasn't getting any of that.
So, well, that's because he wasn't putting Roman down often enough for Roman to get up at the count of 2¾.
Now, going backwards in Braun booking, he had a match with Big Show. That's where he should have pulled this move out from and actually hit it on Big Show, giving it a reason to be used in this match.
Or a reasonable expectation that we would see it because, hey, he pulled it out against Big Show and it worked, and then he got the one on Big Show.
Right. Use that move to beat the Big Show, and that, because he resorted to everything against the Big Show. Use that move to beat him. So you're now playing back to that in this match. He misses it this time. Rowan wins. There would have been some backstory to it instead of just pulled out a cruiserweight move from out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. It didn't fit.
No.
At the end of the day, that you know, that's all there is to it. With everything that we were given right there at the end of the match, it just didn't fit. It just, I'm trying to find an analogy for it, and I'm having a really hard time.
This match should have been a no DQ match. Should have been a lot of bells and whistles.
It should have been a street fight. It should have been booked as a street fight.
Because the one really great moment in the match, which Omega got points for, was the running power slam through the announce table, which was great.
How did Omega get points for the running power slam through the announce table?
Because when you put someone through an announce table, you get 5 points. And he has Braun Strowman.
and Roman. So this was the only way I'd win anything in this match.
This is the only way it didn't become a push for you. Either one of them could have landed that move, and you still would have gotten the 5 points. So
that's the idea. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So you could have used steel stabs. You could have used chairs. You could have everything that made Roman and Kevin Owens good a while back should have worked for this match, because Roman is better as a fighter than wrestling. If you give him bells and whistles, he can sell a little bit. This was painful to watch him sell, because he's not that typical underdog, because in every other match he's booked as the guy beating you up.
And he was given no choice to play with?
No. Like, there was a step spot that he just flew over the steps rather than take the impact on the steps like Foley did for 15 years. And you wonder why Foley can't, you know, walk anymore.
Why he needs surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Roman won. Could have been a lot shorter and it would have been better.
It could have been a lot shorter and a street fight and it would have been better.
Yeah, you got two big guys. Let them brawl. Let them fight. It's what you want to see. Two powerhouses go at it.
Yeah.
Make it realistic, but they didn't do it. So.
Yeah. What can you do?
Roman wins because you know where he's headed for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Bong. We didn't show up today.
Nope, but it'll be a Raw tomorrow night.
Bong.
So Foley told Samoa Joe he doesn't want to see him again, especially not in the main event. We then got to the women's championship match, Bayley versus Charlotte.
Look, it's a pay-per-view, so Charlotte's going to win and get the title back, and it's going to be hot potato. That's what everybody was bitching and complaining about leading up to this match for the last, 3 weeks? Understandably.
Something like that.
No, don't worry. They got more stuff to bitch about now.
Oh, yeah.
This time I might be with them.
There you go. Well, I've got something to bitch about with this match. It was a good match.
Best match on the show.
And up until till
the convoluted finish. It's the truth.
Yeah.
They were the wrestling main event of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will point out a positive from this match. Charlotte's cocky strut was great.
Her trash talking
was great
during the match, while at some points sounded really stupid, was still entertaining.
She needs to pick a point and stick to it. I'm tired of her accusing Bayley of being a cheater when she's had Dana help her either win or retain that belt every single fucking time.
Well, that's the beauty of being a hypocrite when you're the heel.
I know that's the point. It doesn't change the fact I'm fucking sick of hearing it.
Yeah, yeah. You're a fan! You're a fan! I didn't like that one either.
That one I'm fine with. Okay, I'm serious, okay, that's belittling, and it's not hypocritical. Good job. I'm on board with this one.
Mm-hmm. It just, yeah, that kind of trash was just not to my taste. I mean, here's the conundrum. Charlotte is good at talking. She's not great at talking trash. She has her moments, but her train of thought is, you know, it's a lot like some of her dad's wrestling matches. Some shit just does not mesh with the train of thought she's trying to present. And that is, you know, if there's anything bad you can say about Flair, is sometimes some of his shit in the ring in the middle of a match didn't make sense.
Okay, yeah. This is the man who invented just flopping forward.
For no reason.
In place.
Yeah.
Nothing hit you, Rick.
I mean, why'd you do that? I mean, what happened? Did you get knocked down by a stiff breeze? Are you trying to, emulate The Conjuring, the movie? I don't know.
I just really... Okay, look. The spot on the mat that I just stepped on offended me, so I needed to headbutt it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, it looks like it needs to be flattened out. I'll do it with my forehead. There's a bubble. But yeah, it's just as far as her trash talking goes, sometimes I get fed up with hearing her just because the train gets derailed more often than we derail this webcast.
We have rails.
They're over there.
Trying to hold them up, but you guys aren't letting me.
Like, if you look over that way, crane your neck, tilt it just at the right angle, shine a flashlight. You might see the coins.
Ow, sorry.
But you saw them, right?
Kinda.
Okay, sort of. Yeah, it was either you saw them or that was just the stars from the pain from tilting your neck just the right way.
Right.
Yeah. We're sure those are rails. So. But yeah, aside from that, I didn't have any problems with this match. I was entertained by it until Sasha came out.
Shouldn't that have been a disqualification?
Oh, it absolutely should have.
And I'm watching it and seeing Sasha got thrown into the ring and rolling out immediately. My thinking is, oh, well, she's rolling out of the ring. So the bell doesn't ring. So it's not a DQ.
But they fought on the outside.
It was on the outside, not in the ring.
That causes 95% of DQs normally.
Only when the DQ for doing that is called for in the booking.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. It's enough to give you a headache. Omega, the problem I had with this, I don't care if Sasha comes out because she wants to support her best friend, Bailey, and she wants to be in her corner. She promised to be in her corner. That's all fine and dandy. And you come out halfway through. We've seen it happen dozens of times over the decades. That's fine. She did not need to lay a hand on Charlotte in this match at all. All the damage she needed to do was point out that Charlotte had the tights. That's all she had to do.
But she had to get down there first. Either way, you caused the same distraction. You're right. The only part she should have interfered in was that.
Yep.
Except the whole point of this feud is Bailey can't beat Charlotte fairly, even if she's not aware that she's doing it.
Uh-huh.
Which is how you get Sasha into the match at WrestleMania.
Well, at the same time, you get enough of a distraction just for Sasha coming out. That will distract Charlotte enough, and it still perpetuates, oh, Bailey can't win without her sidekick.
If a superstar, or I should say, outside interference is grounds for disqualification, says the official WWE Book of Rules.
Except for when they don't apply.
Oh, the referee's letting this one go. He wants to see this finish. Don't you love that excuse? Oh, the referee is blindly ignoring his job and throwing the rules out the window because of a personal bias.
Even though it's happening right in front of him and he's acting like an NHL referee. Omega, you won't get that reference. I understand and I apologize for using it.
Was that a shot at any kind of referee problems lately?
All season long, every single game, not team specific, Rock.
Okay. Because, that's, by the way, at the top of the page for disqualification, note, ignore all these rules if the referee ain't watching.
Here you go.
Get it now, the WWE Book of Rules. It's an amazing book. Read the review at wildtalkradio.com.
And like that book, like you can't help but wonder if it's a satire.
So, yeah, Bailey.
Charlotte actually loses a pay-per-view.
The streak is over. By God, there was no guy holding his face in a shock face for this one, though. No.
Yeah, well, it's all on Twitter.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, all 30 of them. I mean, all 30, tweeters in total making the memes.
Wouldn't this have been better for Bailey's first win, ending the streak and getting the title? Just saying.
Well, yeah, but it still contravenes the entire idea of Charlotte winning at the pay-per-view after losing the title. On, you know, free TV.
I'm just saying, Bailey should never won it on TV, just won it here, and would have been fine.
It would have been fine, but it feels like they did want to circumvent the trend intentionally.
It's a thing.
I'm so tired of the women's division being so overbooked.
Yeah.
Everything's overbooked.
No, but I mean, like, how long is, aside from just, like...
Tonight was overbooked.
It's like... It's not just the fact that it's hot potato to the belt, which is, again, a mess, but also the fact that 90% of the wins, either for the belt or to retain the belt, are with outside interference or cheating of some kind.
Yep.
So not only do you have the belts going back and forth between women, you also have way, way too many shady finishes.
Well, everyone wanted them to be on the same level as the men. Here you go.
Okay, but we didn't know Russo would be booking them.
Well,
can't we just make that guy fade out into the fade off into the sunset?
Well, you know,
can we just make him fade into the sun? Period.
Ooh.
If he had better download numbers, he would be on TNA right now. Impact. Anyway. That's a fact. Main event time. Unless we have any more for the women.
Jesus. No, I don't have anything more to say to the women other than they fucked up the finish. The only reason to have Sasha out there should have been to point out holding the tights, and that's it.
So Bayley retains.
Yay!
And I'm at least kind of happy about that. Though at the very least, hey, someone retained a championship on pay-per-view. That's great.
So, main event time, kids. Woohoo! Kevin Owens defending against Goldberg. And I think everybody predicted that the ring entrances were going to be longer than the actual match.
The video package was longer. The entrances were longer. Kevin Owens, oh my god, he is the ultimate troll.
Second greatest troll in WWE behind Chris Jericho.
And who was he best friends with for 6 months?
Chris Jericho. And where are they both from? That's right, bitches. Canada.
That has
coincidence?
That has nothing to do with it. Anyway.
Fuck off. I don't care. But yeah, no, ducking out of the ring, walking around, staring at the crowd, getting in the ring, ducking back out again. It was brilliant. I get a lot of people on Twitter, you know, I'm reading Twitter while it's going on. Everybody's like, WTF is this shit going on? And I'm just replying to them all. Oh, this is bloody brilliant. And if you can't see that, you don't know what you're talking about.
This is a heel taking away what you want to see.
It was so perfect. Yeah.
I said this like 3 weeks ago on one of the shows that this is going to happen. He's just going to get out of the ring. It's going to stall the match because that's what he does. It's what he's done his entire WWE run. He stalls.
Yep.
And it makes him the best heel for doing it.
That was awesome. And finally, he gets in there and yells at the referee to ring the bell because he's figured that Goldberg's calmed down and cooled off enough that he won't be running on adrenaline.
Right? Wait long enough. Grandpa's bedtime will be coming up, and I have a chance.
Here you go. And, of course, as soon as the bell rings, break the wall down!
Spear. Jackhammer. 1, 2, 3.
21.96 seconds.
9.3, according to my stats. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 9.3.
Yeah. Winner and new champion. Go on the internet and complain about it, people, because you already are. Goldberg is your new Universal Champion.
We warned you from the outset it was going to happen. We told you it was going to be quick. You didn't listen, and now you're bitching social media.
If anyone was honestly surprised by this finish,
yeah,
then you don't know pro wrestling.
My question is, how many people were actually expecting Brock Lesnar to come out, thanks to Paul Heyman's appearance tonight?
Some. I wouldn't say a lot, but some.
Yeah, I made absolutely no mention to anybody about Chris Jericho, but it's sitting in the back of my mind. Nobody's talking about Jericho. We all know that Goldberg's going to win the title. Why would you have Lesnar come out? Nobody thought of Jericho.
Because there's no reason for Lesnar coming out. Know why?
Yeah.
He benefits. He benefits if Goldberg wins the belt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Heyman's spot on, as he usually is.
But if you're really mad that Goldberg won, then I don't know what to do.
Stop watching WWE, and that way you don't need to bitch and complain about everything you see. Bang.
You could have been bitching for 3 weeks because everyone knew this.
Yep.
I mean, this is the most predictable finish I've had in a while. But guess what?
Were you pissed off that the sun set today?
There you go.
It's just what it was. It was a match that was going to happen. We all know Goldberg was going to win. If you were surprised by that one and you actually laid money on Kevin Owens, then you were dumb.
And it's your own fault.
It really is.
No. But we admire your optimism.
And so basically, that's the pay-per-view tonight, 2017's version of Fastlane. My question is, was it as good, as bad, or the same as 2016 Fastlane?
I can't remember.
If I remember correctly, we weren't happy with Fastlane last year.
Because everyone was so mad that Roman Reigns was headed to the main event of WrestleMania.
Blah, 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 blah.
He beat, Brock and someone else? Daniel? Yeah, it wasn't Daniel. Brock and someone. Ambrose?
Yeah. Was it Ambrose? It was Dean.
Yeah, it was Ambrose. Roman pinned Ambrose.
Yep. Let me just say this really quickly. What I find disappointing about Fastlane this year was that it didn't live up to its potential. On paper, it could have been a great pay-per-view. It just failed to deliver, like the Star Wars prequels.
You didn't need the 20 minutes of filler. You could have given Sammy and Joe more time. You could have given Charlotte and Bailey more time. Those are your workhorse matches. They could have got a lot more time, had really fantastic matches, which would have given people a better taste in their mouth after the show, especially those salty about Goldberg.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly correct.
Now, LeMans, for example, you want to break Goldberg, you have him break his promise to his kids, wife, and fans by making him lose. But does that equal money? Because Goldberg winning is money for the big attraction at the ultimate thrill ride that is WrestleMania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Fastlane is not an event. Fastlane is a means to an end for WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
And there's nothing significant is going to happen here. Nothing that isn't just something that sets up what we want to happen at Mania. No storyline is going to end here. There's nothing climactic is going to happen. It's just, what do we need to do now to set up what we want for Mania? In that sense, it is an episode of Raw with no commercial breaks.
The man says it's going to be the dullest match. Is it really? No. Just watch.
Yeah, just wait.
Just wait.
We might have to go to a backup for Big Show's match.
Yeah, the only thing that I can say is don't watch WWE thinking it's New Japan Pro Wrestling or thinking that it should be New Japan Pro Wrestling. Watch WWE thinking it's WWE, and this is what they deliver. And after 27 years, if you haven't got that figured out, what the fuck are you doing watching?
Where did you pull 27 years out from?
Raw has been on for how long now? Since 1993?
Yeah.
Before that, they still had TV programming on a regular basis.
You could have made an easy number 33 years for WrestleManias.
Well, I could have done that too, but I was talking, I'm just talking like, from TV shit.
Either.
But hell, you could have done 35 years if you wanted to.
And one final point about the whole build up to WrestleMania. Look at WrestleMania as a whole and what it's going to be. If you're not happy with the main attraction, look at this undercard. You're going to get a lot for your buck. Trust me.
It's going to be worth the price of the WWE Network, which is free for your first 30 days.
But
stirring recommendation.
Right. No, but if you look at the undercard and how it's shaping up and all the big matches underneath the main attraction of Goldberg and Lesnar, which will be the big selling point to the, on all the commercials.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you stop and think about it. This is currently, as it stands, it's not booked to be the worst WrestleMania in history. That's for damn sure.
And a lot of the matches on the show have been months in the making. Jericho and Owens, Wyatt and Orton. They're going to be great matches underneath the show. The women, even with Nia, are going to have a great match because they're going to give time and they're going to make it a point to have a really good match. Triple H and Seth Rollins has been building up for over a year now, something like that.
Yep. Well, since last WrestleMania.
Well, yeah. I guess SummerSlam. Since he got hurt and then came back after SummerSlam or whatever.
Mm.
But the point is, it's been a while. You've been building to this show. And everything underneath is going to deliver. And the main attraction will be the main attraction. And it will have a lot of buzz. That's pro wrestling in a nutshell. That's sports entertainment. Enjoy it for what it is.
There you go. Exactly correct. Yeah. So, Fastlane, disappointing. But, yeah, they got accomplished what they needed to get accomplished for Mania. And that's all that matters.
It was still really slow.
It really was slow. And
yeah.
And guess what, LeMann? Shane versus AJ? Guess what? Shane's nuts. Just saying.
Really?
Just saying. He's nuts.
You have to watch WrestleMania if Shane McMahon is wrestling just because Shane McMahon is wrestling. He's not wrestling. He's jumping off shit. Get real.
Do we have pick 'em results, Tim?
We have pick 'em results. Congratulations. to everybody. Oh, you want me to
good job. Thank you.
Man, that's
what I want is a participation ribbon.
Yeah, everybody gets a participation ribbon.
It's everyone's like, special.
There you go. All right, you're not going to believe this. Ace, Heartbreak Mike, Sheila, all tied in first place with 7-1.
Congrats to them.
Amy, Derek B, Michael, me, all tied for fourth place at 6-2. Matt and Tommy C are tied in eighth with 6-1. In 10th place, Aaron Groves, Brent, Lindsay, Omega, and WWE 2K17 at 5-3. Starscream Josh was 5-1. In 16th place, we had 8-Ball, Jobber, Rob, Rock, and Subway at 500, 4-4. And then 21st place, all by itself, the Random Thing Picker. Really, really did bad this time around.
Well done, Random Thing Picker.
Yeah.
You get that participation award.
The white ribbon goes to the Random Thing Picker.
The Miz will be waiting backstage to give you your award.
You tried.
There you go.
But I guess if we have any other business, do we need to talk about? No, we're good.
We're good for this edition of WTR Sunday Night.
Oh wait, one more thing. I did remember one thing. Beth Phoenix Hall of Fame. Thoughts?
Okay.
It's weird to find. It's weird that we're going to have a Hall of Fame perform. We already saw it, but a Hall of Fame package. That's all HD footage. That was really weird to see.
That was kind of like the first one, wasn't it?
It was.
So there's...
Oh, right. Like, everything she did was after the HD switchover. Like, we're getting to that point where we're inducting people that new.
That current, or that recent.
But congrats to Beth Phoenix.
Or, as she's known, Beth Copeland.
But that'll do for another edition of WTR Sunday Night.
That's it. That's it. We're over. We're done with. Don't forget tomorrow night, immediately following Raw. It's the Raw post show. Tune in. We don't need to say anything else. Immediately following Raw.
Yes. Tune in. Taker will be there. So Lindsay will have something to talk about. It's the Raw post show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. And Tuesday night, it's a thing. Hey, Twitch TV. It's the WTR Sim.
WTR Sims, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. We're building to WTR Mania. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So, and, you know, just maybe Rock will actually put a link on the website that when you come to the website to find it, just click it and you'll go right to it.
Eventually.
Just an idea, Rock.
Eventually. Twitch.tv/RackRadioShow.
Thursday night, another edition of the multi-award-winning The Rack with your hostess, Lindsay Ward.
I was going to make one more comment about WTR Sims. You can catch it on demand at youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Yes, this Thursday night, it is another edition of The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're talking NXT, SmackDown, Throwdown. We'll talk Fastlane, and we'll be joined by the creator of Headlock, the comic book series, Michael Kingston, to talk all about his new Kickstarter for his new version of the Headlock. Go support it. All the links are on the Facebook page, facebook.com/RackRadioShow. So we'll talk to him all about it. Follow the show on Twitter, @RackRadioShow. Like I said, facebook.com/RackRadioShow, RackRadioShow.com, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show.
Yeah, Saturday night, midnight is sure as close as I can get to it. The wild, wacky, the unusual, the illegal, if Donald Trump gets his way, CB Radio.
Something like that. Yeah, hashtag blame Rob on celebrity dies. We have Say What. We have the Greater Than Great Debate this week. We're doing Sega video games. Last night we did Batman versus Superman. And Affleck went way too far in Batman. So check it out. CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, CB Radio Live on Facebook and the Twitter.
Yay! Follow me on the Twitter @FlamesForum. Hey, follow Wild Talk Radio at Wild Talk Radio on the Twitters. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night on the Twitters. Check us out on the Facebooks, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Yeah.
Wow, I got it right. I was just guessing. I think I'm done with my plugging, Omega.
Oh, my turn?
Sure.
Cool. Right. So everything I do can generally be found under the same name, unless you're a Facebook user, which means it's TJ Reviews. But other than that, you can find me on Twitter at TJ Omega. You can find me on YouTube, TJ Omega, where I post a ton of content. Try to get something up every single day for you to watch. And then for all the exclusive stuff, it's tjomega.org.
So will the review of the Nintendo Switch be up there at some point, or is it up there now?
Well, that's not exclusive. You go to YouTube for that.
That's what I'm saying. I meant for you on the YouTube channel. Let's talk about that.
Oh, no, it's there. I mean, technically it's not a review. It's an unboxing, but I format it like a review.
So there you go. I haven't checked it out yet. So there you go. Something to watch tomorrow. Awesome. YouTube.com/TJOmega.
Yeah, and, you can follow Heartbreak Mike, even though he's not here. Check him out on Twitter at the WTR Oreo.
The WTR, yeah.
Yep.
Wrap it up, Tim.
And so I guess that's it. We're back to our regular time next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.